Chapter 3. It's Tuesday. Now 25 days and still no period, so I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant. I've never missed before. Never even been a day late. It always came on time. Punctual, just like Mama. I didn't tell Ted I used my savings to buy a pregnancy test. $13.49 for a generic one at Duane Reade, but the only private place to take it is in one of the patients' bathrooms at the nursing home. The lady in room 408 sobs in the corner, talking in circles. I close the door so no one would hear and change her piss-soaked sheets for the third time this week. Poor lady is not ready for the fifth floor just yet. Before Ted, I didn't know anything about sex but what it sounded like. Mama had lots of sex with Ray and a bunch of other guys. She used to make all these wild noises like someone was hurting her. Ray would talk to her in Spanish. She would holler back in English. Our last neighbor, Mr. Middlebury, was the worst of them. Sweaty, lumpy, and smelled like he bathed in Head and Shoulders shampoo. Soon as he'd walk in, I'd run in my room and close the door before the smell could seep in. He'd scream like a girl in Mama's room, and the whole house would stink for days. Every time I saw his wife, I'd wondered how she could stand it. Ted and I talked about sex a lot. He kept saying I didn't have to do anything I didn't want to, but I was ready to chase the numbness away. And I wanted Ted to be my first. If it had been up to the devil, I would have lost my virginity to Ray a long time ago. But I fought back, and that made me crazy, impulsive, and my favorite misdiagnosis, hyperactive. Go figure. We decided to do it during dinner time, while the nurses were busy making sure no one choked. The only free bed was in a room share on the second floor, with a patient that never ate in the dining room. So we waited, made sure he was asleep, snuck in, and pulled the curtain closed around us. Ted had been with girls before.